Kei konei a hau e kōrero atana ki a Anahera Herbert Kamutu. E hoa mā, kei konei wetahi wahine e mahi kahana mō ngā rohe. Ngā rohe o uru mai ana eia a haungāno kia muri whenua me wetahi atu ngā take e pāna kia tātou, Wainganui tō tātou. Iwi Māori o Aotearoa. Nāno reira, kei konei Anahera. Mōrena, Anahera.
Mōrena, Gili, mōrena. Kia koe ara koutou katoa ki ngā kai hakarongo i tēnei ata.
Kamutu, ka mōhi ono tātou e ko pā te kōpeke. Kamutu ngā rānei. Hena kia au aini e paihere, e mahana here, ngari kōreroa, ko patere te ua, mākūku ana te whenua, mea ana ko te kōrero kia papa inga hū e herere ana o wāwai. O tērā te mea nui me kia mahana ngā kāka, ngari ahakoa, hōtoke hoki. Anahera, kei iākoe pono etahi, wā i kōrero paimatātu e whakarongo i tēnei rā, hena hoki. Tukunātu kia koe te rā mō te kōrero.
Kia ora mō tēnā, Gili. One of the things that we've been able to really turn our attention to in our whānau hapu iwi since the hullabaloo around whether we settle or not has settled down. You know, we feel settled in ourselves even though we haven't settled with the crown. But we're no longer, our attention is not just being chewed up, always looking and reacting to the crown. So we're able to focus now on he mahi aroha. We are a charity, and we don't take government funding, but we do manage to make a contribution to our whānau hapu iwi through various projects. And one of those, for example, we focus on our tangata, taiao, tahua. Those are the three focuses that we try to progress. We've got a strategic plan. And let's just look at what we're doing more to taiao. At the moment, we have two projects. One is the Waipurohita, Māori Ora Waipurohita. That's just restoring the lake, our lovely little lake out at the junction of Rangiputa Road and Inland Road up Karikari Peninsula. Restoring the Māori there because it had become quite polluted with exotic pests, birds and fish and weeds. So we've been working for the last year and a half on clearing all the exotics and replanting all around the lake. We haven't done a big lot of publicity around it, but last year we won some national award from the Conservation Department, the Green Ribbon Kaitiaki Award, and we've used that to seek funding from private funders. So we're not dependent on government funding. So we planted 3,500 trees, native rākau, mainly manuka, karamu, kohe, you know, those kinds of trees that do well out there. Every school holidays, like right now, we just run an informal holiday program up there so that we've always got somebody working on just keeping our baby plants clear. They're doing really well out there too at the moment. So that's Waipurohita. We are also very supportive, of course, of... you work with Parakore. You've interviewed Jared Hiatangata. What's his name? Oh, I can't remember his surname. Anyway, Parakore is a zero-waste program that works with our marae to try and reduce all the rapahi that comes out of our hui, you know, just chucking it into the ground, into Papatuanuku. Can we recycle it? Can we reduce it? And that's another... focus that we've been working on with our taiao. Another one is the trying to get our rivers cleaned up, working with the Doubtless Bay working group. So we've got 1, 2, 3 main river systems that come through our rohe. So you've got Kuhumaru and tukatuka out by Kenana, coming out into the Manganui
Harbour.
And then you've got the Oruru coming down, it turns into the Ikatiritiri before it goes out through Taipa. And then you've got, of course, Whangatane and Awanui River before they go out through the through Rangaunu Harbour. So with the Oruru River and the Tukatuka Kuhumaru Rivers, they go into the Doubtless Bay area, so we're working with a group of foresters, farmers, conservationists, just trying to get the people living along the river to clean it up.
Clean it, eh?
Clean it up. But there is a fourth river system that is really important to us, and we've had real problems with it for a long time.
Oh,
and that's
right.
The Parapara Odere that comes down from the Taipa sewage ponds. Now, those sewage ponds we resisted, but when they were first put in back in the 1970s under, well, I think it was still Kaitā, Manganui District, Manganui County Council in those days. Well, the council, they never did their job properly. And with the Taipa Bridge being upgraded, I really honour Matakairiri Hapu at Taipa, at Taipa Marae. They saw the opportunity to slingshot off the Taipa Bridge upgrade and bring the district council back on board to clean up the Taipa sewage pond, clean up both Ikatiritiri and Orere. So they're working jobbing hard. Gurley, I'm so proud of of them out there. And as you all know, the bridge is going up.
Yes.
But they've got cultural monitors on that bridge every day, and I know that they're doing their utmost to hold both New Zealand Transport Authority and the different resource regulatory authorities, like different councils, hold them to the line of cleaning up and doing minimal damage, and in fact trying to fix up past damage. Those are our focuses for Te Taiao. More Te Tangata, we have Te Ropu Arahina. It's a support group. Again, we self-fund ourselves. It's a support group for Pākehā me karangamātua who are raising their mokopuna. And it's not grandparents raising grandchildren, which is a good charity in its own right, but a lot of our people are finding that, you know, tino, it's Pākehā.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really good, but they need that extra support. So we set up this Te Ropu Arahina, and they meet monthly here. There are things that as Māori we are experiencing that our Tauiwi counterparts just don't. They don't even understand. There's a lot of extra issues for us, mental health and addiction issues that we're dealing with.
Yes.
Not to say that Pākehā aren't either, and in fact one of our strongest members here, Wahine Pākehā, but Pai Te Ngāko. So that is a group that we're running monthly. Well, they can get together more often, but we have formal meetings monthly. Another thing that we're doing is Hikiri Tatapai, we call it. And that, you know, I don't know if you're part of the Kaitā Crime Watch Facebook page, but every day you see people posting some more cars stolen, burglaries, blah, 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 but lots of bad things going on. And you can just so snowed under and lose hope. So what we thought, we'd just start with our neighbourhood, right where we are here on the east side, Allen Bell, Parkdale, Nola, Terry, Terry Crescent. And just set up this Kiri Tatapai, and it's aimed at looking after our most vulnerable, our kaumātua queer and our tamariki mokopuna. Now, this comes off Ngā Maramara o Parata, which was set up last year to clean up Parkdale Park.
Yes.
And they just got to know each other really well.
Oh,
got to know who's living in this house
and
who's disabled.
The neighbours, eh?
They're beautiful. Just like, it reminds me a wee bit of when Māori Women's Welfare first started. And, you know, people, instead of minding our own business, we stick our noses in, but we do it in a way a bit like what Open the Curtains is doing on the west side. But it's really got to come from our people first. So, and it doesn't matter what race they are. We've got Germans, we've got Chinese, we've got Maori, we've got Pākehā in this area.
Mm.
We know because we know who they are now.
Oh, very good.
And so we're also set up our raised bed gardens, communal raised bed gardens. At the moment, we've got four of them at the Parkdale entrance into Parkdale, and then we're putting four more the next month into the one of the Allenbell entrances. On Allenbell, and then we'll do the last one on Terry Crescent. Yeah. So that's our tangata. At the same time, we're also looking at our tamariki mokapuna and our book, our Taumata Taumātua, bought 15 of our Ngāti Kahu Portrait of a Sovereign Nation books and donated them to every mainstream school. We'd already gifted books to our kura kaupapa Māori and our puna reo out of Taipa.
Mm.
So we are working with our schools to try and get them to work our history, our true history.
Very good. Yeah. Yes, that's important.
It is, it is.
Mm.
So that's the most of the stuff that we're doing.
Mō
ngā tangata. Mō te tāhua, that's the hardest one. How do we maximise the little asset that we have, which is mostly off our fishery settlement? How do we make, because we also pay annual grants to our marae.
Mm.
So most of our marae get between three to, depending on how much money is released from our fisheries company to our runanga, we make an annual grant, can be anywhere between $3,500 to $8,000 per year, per marae.
Aye.
And those marae are then able to use it for charitable purposes of their own, including scholarships. So when people come to us saying, do you have scholarships? No, we don't, because we don't want to, you know, sorry to say this, Gurley, but often people don't even claim that they're iwi Māori until they want something.
Aye.
And so we say to them, you go to your marae.
Yes.
And a couple of them go, can you tell us what our marae is?
Oh,
aroha to them, but you know, if you have to ask who your marae is, you might need to do something about reconnecting yourself before asking for something. So, with the tāhua, what we're looking at is trying to leverage up the revenue we get from our fisheries, our quota.
Yeah.
Our annual twice a year quota rounds. And that's where we have utilised as best we can, used our relationship with the Chinese who've come to live amongst us, because the Chinese company is Carrington, they run a resort, they're not a fishing company, but we use the relationship, because we go up there every year, to find a fishing company up there that we can perhaps work with. We haven't managed to land it yet, but we're still looking. Because the truth is that we have to try and get a higher price for our quota. But at the same time, we've always made the decision for social reasons to keep our quota with a local fish factory.
Mm.
So what we're looking really to do is buy more quota, Gurley.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you've covered quite a bit this morning. It's quite interesting what you've done for Ngāti Kahu. And I'm sure at some time or other I'll come back to you and have another little kōrero about lots of things now. Ana era?
Thank you.
Ai, ka pai te kōrero I te rongo tu I aku I tēnei ata.
Me koe hoki e hoa. And just ko oti au, you don't need a settlement to do this stuff.
Ai, ka tika. Ka pai. Ka pai ka rongo tu I aku I kōrero ana ke e ne kōrero rerekia ki ki we tahi atu. Ka mutu e mōhia tonau, e mahi ngā nei koutou ngā mahi, ne?
Ai,
ko tērā te mea nui.
Kia ora,
ai, kia ora.
Te mea nui.
Ai, kia ora ki a koe.